Here you are once again with the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with.
Tatiana.
Hey, Miss Park, how you feeling today?
I'm all right. Let's get this show on the road.
Boy, that's some enthusiasm for your ass, ain't it? Boy, that shit was weak. Like, come on. I digress. We're gonna get into the topic today. We're gonna talk about stress reliefs for business owners.
I need that.
And that's a topic we looked at the other day, and then we started trying to figure out, how do we stress relief as business owners? Just for us, just the Parkers. And a lot of people always have to remember, when you're a business owner,
24/7,
365.
all the time.
But you also got to find ways to alleviate that stress. Sometimes, and like I said, as a business owner, things don't quite go your way.
Nope.
You got to figure out is how to decompress from when things just don't go right.
But I mean, that's one thing. But then when you are out thinking you're in your stress relief process, and that's when more stress comes.
That's the hook.
You do.
That's the hook. We talk
You
about that.
do.
And I can know for me personally, one way I think about stress relief is just doing things with my family. I love sitting out. Me and my wife always talk about one of our biggest pastimes is just sitting on the porch talking to each other.
On the porch with the Parkers.
Yeah, on the porch with the Parkers. And we do this multiple times a week.
Oh yeah, we try to very much.
And it's almost soothing. And I think my wife can attest that, sometimes just sitting out, feeling the breeze, the wind blowing,
Depressing.
35, 40 minutes an hour. So,
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, like sometimes, if the weather is hot, or it may be raining too bad. 35, 40 minutes, an hour. That's cool. Matter of fact, we just had to go do that before this call. We needed to decompress.
exactly, because like I say, the world doesn't stop,
No, it doesn't.
and things are always going to be, as they say, pressing the issue with
Yeah.
you.
But it's how you deal with it in that moment. Like, what was it? The week last weekend, we were out of town for swim competition and college tour, and we got hit with a whole bunch of, excuse my French, bullshit from a project that we have going. Not on a contractor either. It was very much not them. They're wonderful. Love them. But it's like at that moment, we should have been in a decompression type state because we should have been 100% focused on both of the kids. But we had to pause. We were still focused on them, but we had to like quick pause and handle business when that wasn't a part of the plan. So how do you deal with that so that you don't, be like all uptight and wound up when you're dealing with at for that particular moment with us, our kids? How do you deal with that?
You got to find a way to, what'd you say, find the brighter side of things.
But you know what? Also, what we do, and I think I'd like to say we take pride in this. We really bring our girls along with us during these processes so they understand when things are flowing smooth, when things are off track, when things are running a gambit with not being completed, when things are about to go amok. They get it. They're aware.
Exactly. So you basically just said, like for me, spending time with you, being able to talk things out. And then for you, one of the ways to relieve stress of being a business owner, have our girls involved.
Or,
Let them see the things that go
yeah,
on
they
with
and
us.
it ain't even that, that's a stress relief for me, but it is a relief in the fact that as these things are unfolding and or happening, they are aware of what's going on. So they know in this particular moment, don't ask mama to take you to Starbucks.
Give me 5 minutes.
I need 5 minutes. So that helps me out. And it also makes them, kind of cognizant about how things happen and flow or don't flow. Sometimes shit flow backwards and it ain't supposed to flow like that.
Exactly. And certain things we talked about, even last week, we talked about certain businesses, practices. Everybody should be getting the same amount from across the board.
Right.
And we talked about that. And when you don't get that, That causes stress.
It does. And if you're causing stress at a moment in time where I'm not even in the state and I'm supposed to be doing functions or events with my kids, now you messing up, you know, my time with them. So at this point in time in the game, we have gotten them to the point where they understand and they aware, you know, of what's going on when they hear the tone of the conversation change, you know, or, you know, they can feel the tension in the air. Yeah, they're aware of that. So now they know how to handle us in that particular moment. And honestly, they'll be like, just get in 5 minutes. Because it's not them, it's us because of the crap we're dealing with.
Exactly. And if somewhere for you to relieve stress is some retail therapy, you can always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest thing. I ain't the dreamless tea is looking good and selling great. And like I said, if you want to relieve some stress that way by
retail your card for some
retail therapy, www.watch4thehook.com is waiting on you.
Yeah, that's right.
And so as we sitting there talking about ways for entrepreneurs to be able to alleviate stress as being business owners,
yeah,
we also got to look at always finding that silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the best ways also I've heard, and even for us, even when things aren't going great, finding that silver lining, finding that positive outlook is a great way to relieve mm-hmm. stress as well. Because listen, I tell my wife all the time, it's people that wish they had your problems.
Yeah.
And
it's people I wish I could give my problems to.
I understand that, but I guarantee we always talk about it. It's somebody else that loves yeah. for your problems.
But you know, like other than on the porch with the Parkers, on the porch with the Parkers, it's catchy. Another way that we relieve stress is just by simply detaching.
Oh yeah, sometimes you just gotta let shit be.
Let it be. Let it go. Turn it off. Sometimes you just have to detach. Like, seriously, check out.
Yeah. Like, a lot of times, Ms. Parker will be like, man, when the last time me and you did something? And I'll be like,
Can't remember it.
I mean, like, even just yesterday was the first time me and you got to go see a movie by ourselves.
The two of us. And I ate my way out of the popcorn bucket. Stomach hurting all night.
But it was good. But it was good popcorn.
It was good popcorn and cherry Coke. I ain't even getting no diet. I got cherry Coke. Okay.
And that's a way to
detach. I was charging.
Yeah, that's a way to detach. Doing something for yourself.
Doing too much.
Detaching from the being a business owner.
Yeah.
And just being a happily married couple.
Yeah. I was just detached, period. Like, you have to do that. You may have to do that in your corporate job, your 9-to-5. You may have to detach. I still do. I'd be like, nah, y'all done got on my nerves. I'm going to detach today. And what that means for me is I'm really not going to give you much more energy, and I'm probably not going to entertain you.
Which means is I ain't going to reach out for you to bother me. If you bother me, you might go unread until the next day.
That's true.
So, I mean, those
that's are, true.
And that's just another way of just stress relief.
Yep. Start all over again the next day.
Like you said, we talked about doing things with your family, detaching, retail therapy. And then we also just talked about, you know what I'm saying, just looking for the brighter things mm-hmm. in life when it comes to the being a business owner. And also, I'm going to tell you one of the crazy things about me that helps me relieve stress, even being a business owner. Not considering what I'm doing work.
That's true.
I look at, like, you know.
But that only comes, like, Mike, if it's a real passion of yours, if it's something you really like doing, or if it's something you really love doing. Because they say, if you do what you love, then you won't ever work.
Exactly. So I don't look at, like, this podcast, for instance. They don't look at it as a job or part of business.
This is actually like a stress relief.
Exactly. So I look at it as something that me and you love to
do. Oh, yeah. I absolutely love to do.
Provide insight and intellect and resources and information to other business owners who possibly could not get this information anywhere else for the free.
Or was afraid to ask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I look at what we do sometimes as a way of being a stress relief, not as a job or a business. per se all the time. I look at this as a passion.
Yeah.
Something that we love
I
to do.
I absolutely do love it. I do love it. And I felt myself kind of growing and evolving as, you know, we've gone down this journey and this path, but really just kind of being able to share like the insight, just pulling that curtain back and sharing what happened to us, you know, how we got there, why we ended up there, how we got away from there. Like that helps people. Like you're not out there alone. You're not in a boat by yourself. It's happening to other people. It really is. And they just may not have the gumption to talk about it. And I'll talk. Like I tell y'all this shit because I listen. I don't sugarcoat nothing.
Exactly. And what we talk about is real life situations.
And real life resolutions.
Exactly, because one of the things that people don't understand is if you bring a problem, bring a solution.
Don't come to me with just no goddamn problem.
Because
this have a solution.
It's easy to have a problem. It's better to have the solution. And so, like I say, just one of those things, just a way to detach or not even detach, just another way of being a stress reliever is just, like I say, sometimes don't look at everything that you do for your business as part of the business
right.
or job per se. Look at it saying, you know, this is the stuff that I pour into my business because this is the stuff I actually love. And, you know, a lot of business owners will always say, man, you know, I'm just here to make that money, man. It's all about that money. And then they're actually still not enjoying what they're doing.
Nope.
And so it'd be hard for you to not be stressed about something that you're doing, but you actually don't like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just going to be another issue. That's going to be something that just adds to your stress level. If you're doing something that you don't feel passionate about, or you don't love it, or it doesn't make your fingers tingle and your toes excited when you do it, what are you doing it for? It's just going to turn out to be something else that you're not really that into. And so, you know, those are just things we talked about. You know, even when I think about another way to relieve stress as being a business owner is also enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
You got to enjoy the ups and the downs.
That's true.
You know.
That's absolutely true.
And that's a real aspect. A lot of people think that business just goes one way, up. That's not true. Business is like a heartbeat. If you ever looked at it, it goes up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. That's why they call it business.
Yeah. But I mean, also people think, you know, not everything that doesn't take off immediately is a misfire. Does that make sense?
I thought I was going to kill him with this one, but damn, they still alive.
But that just because it didn't happen in that overnight sensation, you know, kind of context, that doesn't mean what you're doing is wrong. You might need to tweak some things and try again, but you know, it's just like what's the instant gratification?
Yeah, you're not gonna be a celebrity overnight.
Yeah, for the most part, no. I'm not saying it doesn't ever happen. I don't believe it happens too often.
Yeah, people look for the viral moments.
Mm-hmm.
You see what the viral moment is? You got to find that moment 100 million more times.
Oh my God, you just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, just as quick as it came, it will leave even faster. So what did you do to maximize in that particular moment that is sustainable?
Yeah, and we even talked about in our episode, monetizing on the movement. You know, when you hit, you got to make it count.
You do.
And the issue is we're having a hit, unless you're a one-hit wonder. You need a second hit.
That's right.
You need a third hit.
That's right.
What happens when those hits don't come? You get stressed out.
And then you probably quit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you got to, like I said, another way to deal with the stress, you have to enjoy the ride of being a business owner. It's not going to always be climbing all the way straight up to the mountaintop. It's like a heartbeat. It's going to be some hills. It's going to be some valleys. It's going to be some lows. It's going to be some highs.
That's right.
And you've got to accept it as a business owner. This shit will take time. It is going to fluctuate, but I have to understand that's how business works.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, unless you're multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah, first loan was $1 million for
exactly. him. And then
small $1 million loan.
When you got so much money, you don't even realize you're losing money.
I be forgetting this money in my checking account.
Exactly. If you ain't them type people, but then I tell people all the time, it's billionaires arguing with millionaires every day.
Yeah.
And what they're arguing over. Dollars.
That's right.
So just always.
Four quarters, 10 dimes.
20 nickels.
20 nickels.
100 pennies.
That's right.
They all still arguing. That's
dollars.
Ooh, if you can find them too.
Yeah, I don't know if they exist anymore.
We got a couple in there. But yeah, so we just want to give y'all entrepreneurs a few ways to, you know, just be able to decompress and just relieve some stress of being a business owner. And we just want y'all to understand, that's just part of the process.
It is.
You got to be able to, as we always say, you got to turn the light on, turn the light off. You got to turn the light
on.
I
agree.
You got to turn the light off. You have to be able to understand, you can be in business mode 24/7, 365. But in between that time, you've got to be able to, for yourself,
decompress. Yeah. You know, I'm all about some decompression.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because this is the thing. If you are stressed all the time.
Yeah. It makes you, like, uptight.
Yeah. It hurts your body.
It does. Uptight.
Your spirit and your back.
Your back knotting up. Now you're looking for muscle relaxers.
Yeah. And I mean, business owners have to find those ways to relieve stress.
De-stress, decompress, detach.
Because you're only one word, human.
That's right.
That's it. Everybody out here that owns a business is a human.
This is the thing. And I'm bad about this. It doesn't require a lot of time for you to decompress. Like, seriously. Like, we'll sit on the porch for, I'm going to say, like, an hour. And after an hour of, you know, just us sitting out there talking under the ceiling fan, listening to some music, because you know I love the weekend radio, right?
I got you. My TV station rolling.
Yeah. And it may be like, you know, a little something in your glass, a little adult beverage in your glass, whatever of your liking.
Always helps to compress with a nice, smoothing beverage. And for me, a good old cigar.
Yeah, that's fine. An hour in between. It's almost the equivalent of like a lunch break, right?
Give yourself some time.
Yeah. Where you just like switch your brain or you really dig in deep on a topic that may have had you uptight or is the reason you need to decompress. Because just because you have to decompress, that does not equate to something being negative.
That is
that
true.
That does not mean that whatever just happened, the precursor was negative. It could have been some hella positive that you maybe were not prepared for. Like, so now you got to digest it. You de-stressing, you decompressing, you debriefing, you digesting. You know what I'm saying? That could have been because of something positive.
Yeah, you could have had a bunch of orders come through and you like, man,
right.
I just ran out of stock.
Yeah.
That's a good and a bad problem at the same time.
Right.
But then also you got to be able to, in that moment of you feeling stressed, take that time out to enjoy that win.
Yeah.
To be like, man, yeah. I just did something, or we just did something great. And you're like, I need to accept that, appreciate that, and learn to love that.
That's right. So de-stressing and detaching isn't always because of something negative. Sometimes it truly is just a reset. I just had to decompress. It wasn't because of anything negative. It was something, you know, that I wasn't prepared for and came off slightly overwhelming. Not negative, but overwhelming. Overwhelming does not equate to negative.
Yeah, it's just sometimes, and I say this, like, sometimes people get a blessing.
Right.
And stress about, I got this blessing and how I'm going to deal with it.
Like, what I'm supposed to do with this? I wasn't prepared for it, you know?
Exactly.
Something of this magnitude. So de-stressing doesn't equate to negative. Detaching, debriefing, decompressing, that does not always equate to negative.
Exactly. So what we just want to make sure y'all understand is you can de-stress yourself from positive and negative events. And as a business owner, you have to have this in your repertoire. So if it's a business owner out there, like, man, I can't take no time off, man. I feel it, man. I keep going. That's okay. But you're going to have to at least one time or another.
Take a break.
Fall back.
Take a pause.
Pause, what did it say? Pause for the cause.
Pause for the cause. Something
small. You're going to need that because you're still just this one word at the end of the day. Human.
Yeah.
Human beings
that,
need time.
That could be watching a 30-minute TV show. Something to just switch gears.
And laugh your ass.
Yeah, and you'll come back with a totally different perspective. You might come back and say, what I thought was negative really isn't negative. It's positive. Or
I was just stressed out.
Yeah, or what I thought was overwhelming is now positive. I figured out a way I can handle this and absorb it and ingest it. Yeah.
That's a fact. So, you know, Ms. Parker, I appreciate you sitting down with me, talking to the people. And like we said, we really appreciate everybody that tunes in and week out. If you batch listen to us two or three times a month, we appreciate y'all. Always, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeart platforms. And if you're listening to us and you love us a little bit, leave us a 5-star review on one of those platforms, please. We really appreciate y'all. And I'm going to let Ms. Parker get ready to take us on about here.
You know, I've kind of just spoken my piece. De-stressing isn't always negative. Sometimes it's just the easier way to say you hit the reset button. And it doesn't have to be for a long period.
Catch y'all next time.